We begin the current daf Masechtas Kedushin, daf Samachei. We begin 10 lines down for the time of the Amid. The Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of the previous Mishnahs regarding the trustworthiness that a person has regarding Kedushin. So the Mishnah tells us, Ha'ima li'isha kedashtich. If a man tells to a woman, I engaged you, the emers, look at that, it's just not true. You didn't engage me. Says the Mishnah, who also b'kroi b'sal? He's forbidden in her relatives because of the halacha concept known as shavya alei chaticha di isura. A person is believed to say that this is forbidden to me. He essentially made her into a forbidden object, meaning he said that he's engaged to her. Based on his own admission, she was engaged to him, and then he becomes forbidden to all her relatives. So based on what he said, he becomes forbidden. But for him, mutaris b'kreivav, but she's still permitted in his relatives because she never admitted to that. And therefore, for her, he's not believed to tell her that she's engaged when she's denying that, and therefore she's permitted in his relatives. Same thing the other way. He emers kidashtani. She says, you engaged me. V'hu emer lo kidashtich. He says, not true, I did not engage you. So hu muta b'kreivav, he's permitted in her relatives. V'hi asur b'kreivav, but she's forbidden in his relatives. Third case. Kidashtich. He tells a woman, I engaged you. V'hi emeris, l'kidash te'elabiti, says, you're mistaken. You engaged my daughter, not me. So the halacha is, hu asa b'krevis g'dayla, he's forbidden the relatives of the older one, meaning of the mother, because he claims that he's engaged to her, shaveh nafshe chaticha di isura. U'gedayla mutaris b'krevav. But the older one, meaning the mother, is permitted in his relatives. Hu muta b'krevis katana, he's permitted in the relatives of the daughter, because he never claimed to get engaged to her. V'katana mutaris b'krevav. And the daughter, the minor, is permitted in his relatives because, as we'll see in the Gemara, the mother, although the father, there's a pasuk that he's believed regarding his daughter, as we learned in the previous daf, as speaking the sati ilisha zeh, the mother is not believed at all regarding the daughter that she engaged her, and moreover that she's engaged at all. The mother doesn't have those rights. Now, moreover, it doesn't even create an element of doubt to require at least that the daughter gets a get misafik, because if it did require a get, then it would make her into the grusha of that man, and then she would be forbidden in his relatives. So the Mishnah is telling us, no, she's permitted in his relatives, she does not even need a get, she's not even in the suffix at all, even though her mother is saying, it wasn't me, it was my daughter. Fourth case, kidashti es bitech. Let's say he says, I engaged your daughter. V'hiri meris l'kidashti elo isi. She says, not true, you didn't engage my daughter, you engaged me. So the halacha is, hu asa b'krevis katana. He's forbidden the relatives of the younger one, meaning of the daughter, because he claims he got engaged to the daughter. V'katana mutaris b'krevav, but the daughter is permitted in his relatives because she never admitted to that, and neither did the mother. Hu muta b'krevis gedayla, he's permitted in the relatives of the older one, meaning of the mother, because he never claimed he got engaged to her. V'gedayla asur b'krevav, but the older one, meaning the mother, is forbidden in his relatives because she claims that it was her who was engaged to this man. So the Gemara opens up by saying that our Mishnah told us, Ha'ima le'isha kadesh tich v'chulu, which it says these four cases. So on that the Gemara says, Zutzricha. It was necessary for the Tana of a Mishnah to say all these cases, which essentially, seemingly, it's one halachic principle that they're all based on, which is someone that says and makes something forbidden based on his own words, he'll become forbidden. But the other party who is not saying that they're forbidden, that they don't agree to that there was kedushin, is not going to be forbidden. So why was it necessary to say the same halacha in four different ways? So the Gemara explains, Diash mina gabi dide, had we said only the first halacha, the Mishnah, regarding him, the man, in the case when he says, I engaged you. So there we're saying that she's not going to become forbidden in his relatives. The reason why we would say that is Mishum is because he's a liar, he's lying. And the gavra lo yichpesle, because it doesn't bother a man if by saying he's engaged to the woman, thus he's going to become forbidden in her relatives for nothing. Because, okay, he'll become forbidden to our relatives too. There's more fish in the sea. A man is allowed to get married to more than the one woman. He has other women he'll be permitted to. Umikriyama, therefore it could be that he'll say that he engaged her even though he didn't engage her. Aval ihi, but her. When she says that to the man that he engaged her, when she claims she's engaged by this man, she now becomes forbidden on everybody until he gives her a get. Because a woman cannot be married to more than one man at a time. So Ema, I would say, ilav de kimlo b'dibura, if she wasn't so confident with the words that she's saying that she was engaged by him, lehavas amma, she wouldn't make such a claim because she could really put herself in a difficult situation. Because now if he doesn't give her a get, she's forbidden to marry anybody. And therefore, v'litzer ihu, therefore we should make him forbidden based on what she's claiming, b'krei v'seha, in her relatives, even if he doesn't give her a get because she's believed to say that she's engaged to him. And the reason why we'd believe her is because she wouldn't put such a word out there if it wasn't true. Mashmalon, that's the chiddush of the second case, that no, not only when he makes the claim, but even when she makes the claim, when he makes the claim, there's very little to believe him, because even if he becomes forbidden to her and her relatives, he can marry other women, her she wouldn't be able to. That's why we're saying that even there, we don't believe her for him, we believe her only for herself. Moving on to the third case of the Mishnah, it said, Kidashtich, he says, I engaged you. Over here, Maris Bechula, but she says, no, you didn't engage me, you engaged my daughter. So the Gemara asks, Hasul Amali, what do we need this case for? What's the third case of the Mishnah coming to introduce that we didn't know already from the first two cases? The Gemara says, it was necessary. So, I would have thought to say, Midday Raisa, biblically, Hemni Rachman La'av, as we said in the previous daf, the Torah believes the father regarding his daughter's engagement. So we would have thought to say that at least rabbinically, we believe the mother regarding the daughter, that at least she would require a get and then become forbidden to the relatives of this man. And therefore her daughter should become forbidden based on the mother's word saying that it was not me that you engaged but my daughter. And that's the third case of the Mishnah is introducing, that even there the daughter is not going to become forbidden, even rabbinically, from what her mother is saying. Then there was the fourth case, which said, Kidashti is bitcha v'chulu, that he said, I engaged your daughter, and she said, no, wasn't my daughter, it was me. So on that, the Gemara says, Hasu lamali, what's that coming to say more than the first three cases, which already know the principle that only the one who admits becomes forbidden, but all the other parties not. So the Gemara says, you're right, adi de tani ha, tani namaha. Once we said the first cases, we also said this case, in other words, because it's the flip side of the previous case, which that was really the first two cases were flip of each other, and the second two cases were where he says it was you, and she says, no, it's my daughter. And then the fourth case is like, he says, it's your daughter, and she says, no, it was me. So that's why we say, but you're right, it's not really teaching anything more of a chiddush nalacha than we really know from the first three cases. Now the Gemara moves on and says, Itmar, we learned as follows. Rav Amar Kaifin, regarding the halachas of our Mishnah, Rav says, we force him to give her a get. Ushmul Amar Mavakshin, Shmuel says that we request from him. Now, that the Gemara asks, ahai, what's this going on? Which one of the cases of the Mishnah are they arguing? If it's talking about the first case of the Mishnah, when he says that he engaged her and she says not, so then lav kaifenika v'lim avakshenika. There is no forcing there. There's no requesting there, because actually in halacha we said that she doesn't even need a get from him, because we learned that she's permitted in his relatives. And if we would actually require a get misafik, because he says he was engaged to her, then she would become forbidden to his brother, because now she's grushas achim. Now she's the divorcee of the brother. So it can't be going on the first case, because there's no get at all to either request or to force. So Ela Asefa, rather it's on that second case. When she says, you engage me, and he says, no, I didn't engage you. Where for her at least, we require her to have a get, because based on what she said, she's forbidden until she gets a get from him. So that's where the machlokes is, that do we make a request from him or do we force him? On that the Gemara asks, Bishlam Mavakshin, we could understand the opinion that says that we request of him to give her a get. L'chai, that makes sense that we have to only request from him, because if he's going to give her a get, he's now going to become forbidden in all her relatives, because now it's the woman that he's married to becomes forbidden, her mother, her sister, and so on. Where if he's doing it just to put, he's saying he never got engaged to her, but she said she's engaged, so to permit her to get married, he doesn't want to become forbidden in all her relatives, so therefore we make a request of him. But according to the one who says that we force him, why? Amar, he will say, I don't want to become forbidden to relatives. I like this woman's mother or sister. I want to get engaged to them. Now, because this girl popped up in their head, said, I engaged her, I become forbidden now because I have to go give the get. If you're asking me, it's one thing, but to force me, why does he get forced? So the Gemara says, you're right. It's actually not even the machlekes. Both statements of Rabbi Shmuel weren't disagreeing with each other. They were said near each other. In other words, the second statement was adding on what the first statement left out. And that is, Amar Shmuel mevakshe memenu litin get. Shmuel said, as we had assumed that's the more logical interpretation, he says we request from him to give a get. We don't force him because he's saying based on what he said, he didn't ever give a kedushin. She's claiming she was engaged. Okay, she's stuck now because of Shaveh Nafshe, Chedich Disura. In Halacha, she made herself stuck, so please give her the get. Now, in that Amar Rav, he said, Imnosin get me atzmoi. Rav was filling in the blanks that Shmuel didn't mention. He says that if he gave the get by himself without being asked, then what's the forcing? Not the forcing to give a get, he gave it on his own, then we force him to give a ksuba. Because if, although he was claiming, I never engaged her, and she's saying, you did, you engaged me, and he goes and gives a get on his own, so he's revealing through his actions that he really did engage her. And therefore, since he really engaged her, an arusa, even a woman that's only engaged, gets a ksuba, so then we force him to give the ksuba. Although he's claiming he never did, but if you give the get on your own, that means to say you really acknowledge you did the kedushin, and therefore the kaifan arisa is leiting ksubasa. Itmanami, you actually learned the same thing, that Amar Rav Acha bar Ado Amar Rav, Bamrilad, some say it was Amar Rav Acha bar Ado Amar Rav Amnuna Amar Rav, kaifanim of action. He said that we force and we ask. Now the question is tarti, what does that mean, we force and we ask? So on that, hachikam, rather what he was saying was as follows. Like Shmuel had said, mevakshim emenu liten get. We asked for him to give the get. Now what Rav was filling in, and that's what the statement of Rav is, v'mnosin me'atzme, but if he gives it on his own, then kaifa nois liten ksuba, then we force him to give the ksuba, because obviously he's acknowledging that she was engaged, and therefore he has to give her a ksuba. Now relating to the halacha of our Mishnah, the Gemara brings Amar Rav Yehuda. Says, ha'mekadish be'ed echad. If someone engages a woman with one witness, because the cases of our Mishnah we're discussing regarding when, and actually will come into relevance, this discussion to the halacha of our Mishnah, where he's disputing and she's disputing, was there a kedushin, was there not? So Rav Yehuda says, if there's a kedushin that happens with one witness, ein cheshen l'kedushav. We are not concerned for the kedushin, it's not a valid kedushin, engagement requires two witnesses. Now, by my name Rabbi Yehuda. Now, they ask from Rabbi Yehuda the following question. Let's say shneim moidim. Let's say they both admit to what the witness is saying. Then my, what's the halacha going to be? In other words, this that you said, that we're not concerned for when their one witness says there was kedushin. Is it because we don't believe him? But when they're both admitting it, then we do believe him? Or is it not because of belief, it's just because of the mechanics of halacha, kedushin cannot happen, exeris hakasim, without two witnesses? That's because we learn out exeris shava of davar from mammon. By Arias it says ervas davar. By mammon it says also apishnai medim yokum davar. Just like over there, for halacha is a monetary law, it must have two witnesses. Here also needs to have two witnesses, or no, it's because we don't believe him. But when they're admitting, both parties are admitting to the one witness, then we would believe him, and then it would be a valid kedushin. What would be the halacha with one witness? So the Gemara tells us that in Veloy, that he said yes, he said no, he wasn't clear what he was saying, sometimes that to say that it's permitted, sometimes to say it's forbidden, and he wasn't clear about it. V'rafi b'yada, and it was loose in his hands. In other words, he wasn't clear regarding this halacha. What is the halacha regarding kedushin of one witness that both parties admit to it? Now, however, itma, but it was taught that Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, he says mekadish be'ed echad. If someone does a kedushin, he gives the ring to the woman with one witness. Ein cheshin lekedusha. The halacha is, as we said before, you're not concerned for his kedushin, and he adds on, which was the question that we had, v'filishnei moedim. Even if they both agree, the boy, the girl, they agree to the one witness, it's not a valid kedushin, it must have two witnesses. Now, this halacha of Rav Nachman, the Gemara says, Eitzvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. Rava asked Rav Nachman from the halacha of our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, O imalei isha kadashtich. If a man tells a woman, I engaged you. V'hi emers, l'kadashtan, it's just, lo hadam, never happened, you didn't engage me. So the halacha is, as we said, hu asa b'krei b'seh, based on what he said, he becomes forbidden to our relatives. V'hi muteres b'krei vav, and she's still permitted in his relatives. Now that asks Rav to Rav Nachman, Ida Ike Edim, let's understand the case of the Mishnah. If there are witnesses, Amai Mutaris Bekraivav, why is she permitted in his relatives, even if she's denying there's two witnesses? Ida Leke Edim, if there's no witnesses, then even if he is admitting, which he's saying that there was kedushin, Amai Asa Bekraivav, why is he forbidden in her relatives, even based on his own testimony, but even based on what he's saying, there's not going to be a kedushin because he's saying there was no witnesses, and everybody agrees that without any witnesses, it's not going to be a valid kedushin. Elav be'ed echad, says Rava, obviously must be talking about that there was one witness, and that's what the Mishnah is saying, that since he's admitting that there was one witness, and the one witness is coming forth, so he becomes forbidden in our relatives. So obviously the one who is admitting becomes forbidden because we consider that it is a valid kedushin in front of one witness. She's denying, and she can be machish eid echad, fine. But one thing we see that when the halacha is that when they're both admitting, when there's an admission, that there does create a kedushin. So when both admit, that creates a valid kedushin. When one admits, he at least becomes forbidden from his side because she's denying it. But one thing you see now, like you're saying, that even if they both admit, when there's eid echad, it's not going to be a kedushin. Seemingly that's contradicted from our Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, hachamai iskin, our Mishnah, we're not talking about one eid. Kikain da amalak hidashtik, but if they play any playing, the truth is, it's not a kedushin without two witnesses. He's telling her, I engaged you in front of those two people who are valid witnesses, which made it, according to all opinions, a totally valid kedushin. And v'hocholem l'mdin zayam, but they went overseas. Now he's believed for regarding himself to make himself forbidden. She's saying it never happened, therefore she's not forbidden. But it's not because it's eid echad. It's just because the witnesses are not here. And he's saying there were two witnesses, and therefore it was the kedushin, and that's why he's aser. The Gemara continues asking, Eisve, the Gemara asked on Rav Nachman from the Mishnah Masechtas Gittin. The Mishnah says, Hamagaris es ishtai. If someone divorces his wife, v'lona imay bepundiki. Then, even at a later point in time, they spend the night in the motel. So, Beshami oimrim in etzrichem en eget sheni. Beshami says, they're divorced, and even though they're spending the night together, he doesn't need to give her a second get. Ubeisil oimrim tzrichem en eget sheni. Beisil says, no, she requires a second get from him. Which obviously is because we consider that the night they spent together as if they got married again. So the Gemara says, hey, what's the case talking about? If there are witnesses that saw that he was Mekadesha with the beer that they had together that night they spent in the hotel, so what's the reason of Beishamai? How can I say that they don't require a second get? There were witnesses who saw that they had beer that night that was for purposes of Kedushin. Now, if there's no witnesses, my time at the Basil. What's the reason Basil? Why should we assume that there was any kedushin to require a get that's saying that there was a bee that he was Mekadosher with? Elalav be'ed echad, rather asks Rava and Rav Nachman, must be talking about that there was one witness that both of them admitted to that one witness that yes, he did kedushin tar with bia. Now, therefore, we see that according to Basil, he holds that it is going to be a kedushin with one aid when they're both admitting, which contradicts the halacha of Rav Nachman. Now, that Rav Nachman responds, wait a second. Ulutameich, according to your reasoning that that's how you're painting that machlekes Beisil Beishamai, and therefore you're asking on me from Beisil, Ema Seifa, look at the end of that Mishnah. It says, Umaydim, but they agree, meaning Beisil admits, Beniskarshim in the Erisim. If she was only divorced from engagement, meaning they had been halachically engaged, there was a ring, but there was no chuppah, there was no nisuin. They got divorced, and then they spent the night in the motel. Says Basil, they agree over there, she'ain't tzrichim en eget sheni, that she's not going to require a second get from him. And they she'ain't liboy gaspa, because they never were intimate, they never got married. And since he's not so comfortable with her, we don't assume that there was beer that night that he was mekadesha with, and therefore we don't require a second get. Now that says Rav Nachman back to Rava, V'isal g'day tich edechad mehemen. Now if you're telling me that the Mishnah there is talking about, that there was one witness who's believed, again because they both admit to that, Mali min erisin, Mali min anesun. Now what would be the difference between a divorcee from engagement or from marriage? Doesn't make a difference. You're telling me it's based on the belief of the one eid, and you're saying the eid echad is believed regarding kedushin. So what's the difference if she was a divorcee from nisuin or erisin? He should be believed. So why does Basil say when she was a grusha from erisin that she's not going to require a second get? So Ella rather says from Nachman, it's no difficulty. We're not talking about an eid echad. So how do we understand the machlokes b'sham Basil? We said that okay, if there's no eid echad, we said if there's two witnesses, then we don't understand Basil. And if there's no witnesses, we don't understand b'shamai. So that says Rav Nachman, what are we talking about over here in the Mishnah Masechet is Gittin? It's going to ike ede yichud. There's witnesses who saw them secluded. V'leke ede bi, but there's no witnesses who actually saw the act of copulation. Beishamei savor, so but beishamei hold, and as we continue on Tamad Beis, lo yamrinan hein hein ede yichud hein hein ede bi. We don't say that the same witnesses who testify they were secluded is essentially like the testifying that there was bia. So there's no requirement of a second get. We don't know that there was any bee over here, and therefore we're assuming that she was a divorcee as she always was. We say that those witnesses who testify that they were secluded, from the moment they see that she was secluded with him, those are testimony as if they're saying that they had cohabitation. In other words, they don't have to testify regarding the bee. Because since they were already married once, and they were already intimate and very comfortable, we presume that there's a chazaka that he already had be with her that night for the purposes of kedushin. And that's why Bissel holds it requires a second get, but nothing to do with eid echad. There are two witnesses, but they're witnessing only the yichud, and that's the machlekes Bissel Beishamai, if that will also help regarding as if they're testifying regarding the biya. Now, regarding the seifa, umaydim vadai, and Bissel definitely agree, minaskarishim in the erisim, if she was divorced and they were never yet married, only from engagement, There we don't say that the witnesses who testify regarding the seclusion, it's as if they testify regarding the bia. Because they're not so comfortable, they were never intimate, and therefore even if they're spending the night together because they were stuck and there was only one room, there's no reason for us to believe that there was bia, and that's why in that case Basil agrees it's not going to require a get sheni. But again, nothing to do to contradict Rav Nachman, has nothing to do with the halacha of Eid Echad. Now, once we didn't contradict this, the Gemara tells us that so too Omer of Yitzchak Rashmul Bamarta Meshmei Derav also says, HaMakadosh Be'eid Echad, if there's Kedushin with one witness, Ein Choshen LeKedushav, like Rav Nachman said, there's no concern for the Kedushin, Vafilish Ne'emoidim, even if they both admit to that there was a Kedushin, it doesn't help, you have to have two witnesses. Now, Omer Rabba Barav Huna, he says also, HaMakadosh Be'eid Echad, if there's Kedushin with one witness, Beidina Rabba Amri, the great court says, Ein Choshen LeKedushav, again, we're not concerned for the Kedushin. Now, Man Beidina Rabba, what's the great court? It's Rav. Now, the Ikudamri, those who say that this version a little bit differently, that it was actually Rabba who was saying over the name of Rav, and Rav was saying Beidina Rabba, which is actually a reference to Rebbe, which is this version says, Amar Rabba Baravun, Amar Rav, that he says this halacha makadish beidecha, if someone has a kedushin with one witness, Beidina Rabba Amri, the great court says, Ein Chayish on the kedushin, then we're not concerned with the kedushin, and Mad Beidina Rabba, according to the second version, what's the great court? It's one level higher, it's going back to Rebbe. So again, the same halacha that we were saying from previously, which is, it doesn't mention regarding both of them admitting, but when there's kedushin with Eid Echad, it's not going to be a valid kedushin. On this Moshe Rev Achta Vibarami, he asked from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Shnaim Shebo Mimedina Siyam. Interesting case. Two people, two men, come from overseas. V'isha imam, there's a woman with them. So there's two men, one woman. V'chavil imam, and there's a luggage with them. Now, each one is saying something else. Ze Omer, this man is saying, Zu Ishti, this is my wife, Ze Avdi, this is my slave, Zu Chavalasa, and this is my bag. Ze Omer, this other man is saying, no, Zu Ishti, this is my wife, Ze Avdi, this is my slave, Zu Chavalasa, and this is my bag. Ve Isha Meres, and the woman says, no, you both have it wrong. Elu Shnei Avdi, these are both my two slaves, Ve Chavilishli, and this is my bag. So what's the halacha? So says the Braisa, so what you do is as follows. The woman needs two gittin. Now, the Gemara's assumption originally is because to permit her to get married, because both of these men are claiming that she's their wife. So she needs to have two gittin, one from each man. And then, either way you look at it, should at least collect the value of her ksuba from that bag, whatever money's in there. Because either way, either it's her money like she's claiming, or she's at least the wife of these two people who, whichever one is the wife, she's going to get that kisuba. And the rest of the monies, we don't know until the Yom Navi comes, because it's either her money or it's their money, but at least the kisuba is worth, after she gets the get from each man, she'll get at least that amount of money. That's what the Braisa says. So on that, the Gemara establishes the question and says, hey Chidami, what's the case of this Braisa? If there's witnesses for this man who says, these two witnesses could verify that she's my wife, I was engaged to her, and there's two witnesses to that other guy, who they claim for him that we saw the kedushin that he did with this woman. So if that's the case, then mi matzi amr, could the woman stake a claim to say, as the Braisa is saying, she's saying, elushne avde v'chavil shali, that these are my two slaves and it's my bag? In other words, because the Braisa made it sound like that, okay, the ksuba, either way you look at it, she'll be getting. But the excess, what's more than her ksuba, we said, okay, that's a suffix. It could be hers, it could be theirs. Now the question is, how could it be hers? She's for sure not her money, because there's two witnesses who are saying that it's definitely the way their story is, that she's their wife, and it's their money. So how can you say the excess is possibly hers and not just also theirs? Because if there's two witnesses are contradicting what she's saying, that she's not married to them, and actually that they're her slave. Rather, the Gemara says what this case must be talking about, that it's talking about that there's one witness to every one of these men. Now, therefore, what we see from the Braisim, that even if she doesn't even admit to them, she's saying, I'm not even married to you, that still she needs to have a get, because that's what the Braisim said, that she needs to get a get from each one, that refutes this halacha of Rav, who is saying that, no, when based on the testimony of one witness, you don't need to have a get. Here, seemingly, you see that even when she's not admitting, you require her to have a get, because each man is having one witness. Because again, no witnesses, then we wouldn't require get at all. And if there's two witnesses, then we would run into the problem, then why is the excess money possibly hers? So obviously, it must be talking about that one witness. So one witness is regarding monetary law, it could still be a suffix. But you see that one witness is Neman, is believed regarding Kedushin to require her to have a get. Tosh the Gemara answers, what? Matizbra? Can you entertain the way you're trying to paint this as a question on Rav that is talking about an Eid Echad? But Eid Echad behakhasha, when you have one witness who's being refuted. In other words, you have one witness that is being refuted by another one witness. Mi Meheman? Is he believed? In other words, even when he's not refuted by her, there's still no one that would say that he's believed, because actually when one witness comes, he's only Neman for a Shvuah to impose an oath. And here there's no imposition of any oath. So what are you talking about? How can you even say it's talking about Eid Echad when there's another Eid Echad contradicting him? How would you say that that would require this woman to have a get from either one of these men? El Rav, the Gemara says, must be a different interpretation, which therefore it's not going to be difficult on Rav, Lemishri la'alma, regarding her being permitted to marry other people, the kulei amalei pligi d'shari, of course she's permitted to marry other people. That's not why we're requiring a get, because Allah is like Rav. And when there's only one witness saying something, even if there was one witness, she would not require a get from this man. Now, v'hacha hacha kama. So what's the braisa talking about? Tzrichish ne'gitin kidei ligvitz ksubasa min achavila. The reason why she needs a get, not to get married to other people, of course she could. It's just that she should be able to collect her ksuba from the bag. In other words, the bag, we said, is munachas atchiyav Eliyahu. It's in doubt. We don't know, is it his money, or her money? Now, however, we said there will be a way for the woman to collect at least the ksuba value from that bag if they both give on their own a get to this woman. Now, why? Because at least they're claiming that they're married to her. Okay, so give her a get. At least let us move on. The get allows her to collect the ksuba either way, because as we said, if it's his money, and he's going to have to give a ksuba based on what he's saying, and so to regarding the other person. And for sure, if it's what she's saying, then all the money is hers. Now, but that's not the primary chiddush of the braisa. The primary chiddush of the braisa is that Reb Meir, it's going like Reb Meir, the Amma, that he says, metatli mishtabdi liksuba. And the primary chiddush of the braisa is coming to say, Reb Meir's halacha, the metatlin amashubba to the ksubasa, which again, Reb Meir's opinion is mentioned in Masechet Ksubas regarding Shomeris Yavam, that her ksuba has to be paid not by the Yavam, but rather from her original husband who died without any children, as the halacha there is brought, that if the brother leaves over money, so then the Yavam buys land with him and eats Paris. But the primary thing is that we see that monies are meshubat ksuba, and that's what the halacha of the Brice is coming to teach us, where you have the money in this valise, which is whatever is in there, but we're saying that she could at least collect her ksuba value from that amount. That is, again, that's why we're saying that if they give her a get, where there's no requirement for a get, but if they give her the get, then she'll be able to collect the ksuba from the metatlin that's in there, and therefore there's no contradiction to the halacha of Rav. It's nothing to do with an Eid Echad. That's not why we're requiring get at all. The halacha of get is just coming to teach us if they give the get, then mamanam shech, either way you look at it, either it's her money and therefore she can get that amount, or if it's they were the husbands and they're divorcing her, then she's getting at least a ksuba from that amount of money in the valise. So the Gemara asked, my havala. So what was the conclusion regarding this question? Regarding that was posed on Amud Aleph. If there's Kedushin that was witnessed by one aid, by one witness, what's the halacha? We had one opinion that said it's not going to be Kedushin. We said that there's another opinion that says even when both the man and the woman are agreeing and admitting to it, it's not going to be a Kedushin. So what's the halacha? So the Gemara says, Rav Kahana Amar, he says, Ein chayshin l'kedusha, there's no concern for his Kedushin. As long as there's no two witnesses, it's not going to be a Kedushin. Papa Amar Cheshon LeKedusha. He says that no, that even though there's only one witness, we are concerned for his Kedushin, we do consider a Kedushin. Now on that, Omele Rav Ashi LeRav Kahana, Rav Ashi asked Rav Kahana, who he said that it's not going to be Kedushin, as the opinions that we've mentioned up until now, he says, my Daitich, what's your understanding? Where's your source? Why do you say that for a Kedushin to be valid, it needs to have two witnesses? The Alphas Dover Dover Mimum, and obviously because you're learning out the Gezeres Shava that we mentioned before of Dover Dover, where it says the word Dover, by Arias, it says Dover by Dinamamnis, which is just like by monetary law, you need two witnesses to verify the fact, Apishnaim Edim Yakum Dover, so to regarding Arias. But on that, asked Rav Ashi, E Ma Lahalan, but then you should make the following comparison. If, like over there by Dinamamnis, Haidois Bal Din Kame Edim Dami, when the litigant admits, where, as the Pasuk says, Ashayemeki Huzeh, which is the halacha of being Mechai Veshua, Maidu Mimiktis, when he admits to part of it, not only do we say, okay, he has to be chayav a shvuah on the rest, which he's denying, but the part that he's admitting, we see from the pasuk, incurs a liability on his part, because although there's no witnesses, but the admission of the party itself is like 100 witnesses, then Avkan, the one you say the same thing over here, which you'll be making a comparison from Dinim Mamonis, so say over here, when we have one witness, and you have both parties admitting to that one witness's testimony, you should say how he does about Din, Kimei Edom Dami, then let the testimony of the litigants themselves be like 100 witnesses. And therefore, why are you saying when there's one witness, you're not chayish on the kedushah? And as we said on Amman Aleph, even when two witnesses, when both the man and woman are agreeing to it, doesn't help. You need two witnesses. But why? It should be hadayis baldin kimei edim dami. So Mleiser of Kahn responded, he says, no, it's different. Hasam l'kachayiv la'achrini. There, by the loch of Meidim Mikzus, which the part of what's called hadayis baldin kimei edim dami that he's believed, is because he's not creating any liability for anybody else with his admission of what he owes to the person who's claiming money from him, because the only one that's losing is him himself. So that he's believed. But here, even when the man and woman are agreeing to the one witness that there was Kedushin, they're creating liabilities for others. Who's the others? Because her relatives are now forbidden to him, and his relatives are now forbidden to her. So the relatives are getting a loss by this man and woman agreeing to the Kedushin, and therefore it's different than over there. And although thereby Mamanis, we had say he does baldin kimei edim dami, that's only when the liability is only for himself, but they create a loss for other people, that we don't say. Now, a related discussion to this halacha that we were talking about regarding the requirement of having two witnesses, as we said, for Kedushin, because we learn that from the halachas of Dinim Mamanis, so then Gemara brings the following discussion. Mar Zutra v'Ravada Saba, they were b'nei d'Rav Mori bar Isser. They were two sons of Rav Mori bar Isser. Palig nechsayu b'hadi adadi, they split up their estate between the two of them. Now, Asla kamei Rav Ashi, they came in front of Rav Ashi. Amrilei, they said to him, this that it says in Devarim, al pishnei edim amrachamana. The Torah says that regarding monetary law, the Torah requires that it should be done through two witnesses. So the question they were asking him of was, this halacha that requires witnesses, why is it? Is it because the boyle mehedu, that if one of the parties would want to retract and say that's not true, that's not what happened, loy matzi hajibuhu, when you have two witnesses, he's not going to be able to retract and say it never happened, because then you'll have these two witnesses who will testify, and that's why the Torah requires two witnesses? But if that's the case, we're not liars. V'hanan loy hadri, we're not going to retract, and therefore we wouldn't need witnesses for the splitting above our father's estate. Idom, or maybe, no, even if the parties are admitting to each other. Le'mekayma milse el basahadi. That is, the mechanics of monetary law cannot work technically until you have witnesses. And so therefore what would come out, even though we're not lying and we believe each other, it's going to come out that what I'm presuming is mine is really his, and what he's thinking is his is really mine. We never really split it, because the splitting in halacha only works when you do it through two witnesses. So what's the purpose of the two witnesses? Is it for Gezeres HaKasev, like a din that requires two witnesses, and if you don't, it never happened? Or it's just because of trustworthiness, but of course you can split it without two witnesses. So Amalui said to them, Lo ivri sahadi el l'shakri. The creation of witnesses, in other words, the phenomena of this halacha, is only for liars, for those who deny, to say that that wasn't the case. So of course, you guys can split up amongst yourselves. You don't need witnesses to create the chalukah, the splitting. It's just because the Torah says that you have two witnesses to create the verification. That's only for those who deny the facts, the reality. Now, continuing on the theme that we were talking about before, regarding the halacha of Eid Echad, so we said regarding Kedushin that one witness is not believed, you need to have two witnesses. And again, as we said, that regarding monetary law, actually, it's only l'shakri, it's not regarding the nemanis, the belief. Whereas we said regarding Kedushin, it's also, although you say generally, hadayis baldin kimei edim dami, and you don't need to have two witnesses per se, but the reason is because it's going to create liability for others. Here by the halacha of Kedushin that we learn now from the halachas of Mamanis, you'd need to have two witnesses, because although they themselves are admitting, and we see that it's only for lying, but since it's creating a liability for the relatives, it would require two witnesses. Now, going back to the halacha of Eid Echad, Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Amalai Eid Echad Ochal Techeilav. So, not regarding Kedushin, but regarding another area of halacha. Let's say one witness tells a person, you ate forbidden fats, which is forbidden by mistake, and therefore you're liable for a carbon. V'alash Isaac, and the party who's being accused, is quiet. Says Abaye, Neman, the witness is believed, and the carbon that the person will now bring is kosher. And that what Abaye is being machadish is that this is not a problem with what it says in Meyukra Dalad. It says, Oyhoida elof chotosai, or that it says that he'll be known that he has a sin that he has to bring a karmachatis for. The drasha tells us that b'loishi yidu acherim, not that other people tell him. which, as the Gemara in Yevamos explains, when it says that other people shouldn't tell him, is if he's denying. If he's denying them, then he's not liable. It's only when he himself knows. But when he's quiet, then that shtika is going to be kaidah. It's going to be like an admission, and he will be liable for the carbon. Betana tuna, and says Abaye, so too we learn in the Mishnah, Masechtas Krisa, that supports this. Amaloi eidach adachal techeilev, and one witness tells him, you ate forbidden fats. Vahalo oimer lo yechalti, he says, no, I did not eat. Then pater, then he's exempt. So time adam aloi, so you see from that Mishnah, is because he says no. Ha'ishtik mehem, if he was silent, then the one witness would be believed. So too vama Abaye, Abaye says another comparative halacha. Abaye says, amaloi eidach nitmuta resecha. If one witness tells him, I just want you to know, this tahiris that you have, it actually became tameh. But Allah shayisik, and this guy is silent. The halacha is neman, the one witness is believed. And betana tuna, so do we learn in the braisa that says eidachad oimer nitmu. If one witness tells him that it became tameh, v'allah oimer loy nitmu, the owner himself says it did not become tameh. So then he's potter, he's exempt. So again, the same inference. Time adam aloy. The reason is because he says no ha ishtik mehemun. But if he was silent, the one witness would be believed. So to a third corollary for this halacha is v'amar Abaye. Abaye says amalei eidach, and if one witness tells him, as we continue on top of Samach Vav and Aleph, shurchad nirva, your ox was had cohabitation with, by a person. Now the ramification of the halacha is that it becomes forbidden to be brought as a carbon, because as Rashi points out regarding the halacha that an animal that had a copulation with a human, it, although the halacha gets stoned, that's only with two witnesses. Because as the Gemara says above, Kamim and Dalmud Aleph, Kemisas Abaylam, just like you want to kill the owner, Kachmisas Asher, so too is regarding the ox, meaning just like human gets killed only with two witnesses, so too the ox, and therefore here we're talking about one witness, so it's obviously not regarding Skila, but it's at least that regarding it becoming forbidden as a carbon. So if the one witness says that your ox was Nirva, was sodomized, Ma'Allah Shaisik, and the owner of the ox is silent, Allah is Neman, the one witness is believed to say that this animal is possible for a carbon. Fatan the tuna, and so do we learn in the Mishnah Masechtas Bechairis, which talks about the invalidations of a carbon in regular carbonis and the Bechairis, where it says, Vishenevda by Aveira, if an Aveira was done with this animal, or Vishahemus, or the animal killed, Al Pi Eid Echad, if this fact was verified through one witness, or Al Pi Abaylam, or through the owners, then Neman, then they're believed, and then it's going to be possible for a carbon. So says the Gemara, Hai Al Pi Eid Echad Hechadami, what's this case talking about when it says it was verified through one witness? Either kamoy dubailam, if it's talking about that the owner agrees to the one witness, well, hainu api abailam. That's already the other halacha we already said. You don't even need the one witness. We already said that the owner is believed to make it possible for carbon. Elalav the shasak. Rather, must be talking about that he's not even admitting. He's just silent. And yet still we see the same halacha of Abaye, although generally one witness is not believed more than just to make a shvua. But in these cases where he's telling him something that creates a liability, and he's silent, that shtik is going to be considered like a haidah, like an admission, and therefore, again, for all these three halachas, regarding that he's chayv a carbon, and regarding that his tyrus became tameh, and regarding that his shayr is going to be possible carbon, this eid echad is going to be believed.